Hey, welcome to the Two Bobs. I'm Rob.
And I'm Robert, and you're listening to episode 100 for Monday, May 6, 2019.
This week on the Two Bobs, we're going to talk about the beer we're drinking. We got a voicemail from a loyal listener and friend of the show.
Well, he called, Rob, because it's episode 100.
Oh, it is.
I don't know if you were paying attention to that part.
We already discussed that. You know, we got a whole episode.
Yeah, this is a recap. Yeah, well, we got to tell people.
They know. They're about to find out. We're about to fucking tell them in a second.
Okay. All right. Well, I retract
stick
my
to
statement.
The story. Stick to the game plan here. Talk about more things that we're going to talk about.
Oh, we'll also talk about how guys can live longer. And then we'll get into crazy news. Boobs. We'll talk about. We may or may not talk about boobs, but don't tell anybody.
We should talk about boobs.
We'll talk about a parrot, the shed made out of trash, a gang of turtles, how Prius is still better than Chevy or Ford, talk about paper that. Or plastic, you know, this little pig who went to market.
And this little baby.
And 11 point something or other percent of this CBS we've been drinking. My bottle's empty. I wasn't sure I was going to finish it, by the way. Yeah, mine, but I did.
Mine's got just this little tad. Mm. I should finish mine real quick, right? I mean,
there was one drop left in it.
Here, I got a little bit more left. Hold on. I feel like I might as well finish it. It's $30 beer.
You've gone this. Yeah. Well, yeah. You not only spent $30, which Melissa said we were dumbasses, but two. You're down to the last swig. You might as well finish it. You can't pour this. So that's practically $5 right there.
Done. We've joined the Century Club. 100 episodes in.
We did it.
Took us a little bit while longer to get there than we had originally anticipated. But, you know, yeah. Robert's apparently he thinks that playing baseball with his son is more important than recording the podcast. So,
hey, I did. You know, we did this. A couple seasons now, and we didn't do it. So it's spring season. We did do it in the fall. We didn't have enough kids, but I did it in the spring, and then I did it the previous fall, which was just like a shortened one. And the spring wasn't, or the spring last year was not as busy as this one. We've got something pretty much every night. So I actually just came back from something, got back at a little bit before 8 o'clock, just so that we could get here, because the previous days of the week, and then the rest of the days of the week, and on through the weekend are going to be packed. So. I appreciate you making time on a different day than we normally do. And we'll have to figure out what we're going to do for next week. But I think it's going to be over at the end of May. So this next month could be a little dicey. But we should be back in the usual swing of things after that.
Well, you know what? Life happens, and we'll just take it one week at a time, right?
Yep.
So I'm excited. So let's get right. I think we should probably get right to the beer this week.
Yeah, we've been sipping on. Well, not been sipping on it. We've been holding this one, waiting for a special occasion, and I think now is just the perfect time.
Hey, bartender, another beer!
Excited about this one. So,
yeah.
So to commemorate our 100th episode, Robert and I, for the first time ever, are drinking the same beer in the same week on the show.
Yep.
And this one, so, in like you said, I have two bottles of it. One was given to me as a gift.
Yeah.
The other one I bought myself, and I bought them both last year. And so I've been holding on to them for 5 months because I kind of, you know, like you said, I wanted our 100th episode to be a very special beer.
Yep.
And so I held on to it, and finally the moment has come where I can crack one of these open. I've never had it before. But what we have this week is a pretty damn good beer. It is from my favorite brewery, Founders. And it is their CBS or Canadian Breakfast Stout. It's a beer that's brewed once a year. It is a beer that is heavily sought after, and it's a really, really good beer. It's 11.7% alcohol by volume. Has a rate beer rating of 100.
Yeah,
they brew one batch a year in December. CBS was born when we stumbled upon some bourbon barrels that had previously housed maple syrup. We opted to put the same base beer as KBS. So it's basically KBS that was that was housed in maple syrup barrels, an imperialized version of breakfast stout in the maple barrels, and after one taste, we knew we had something special. Rich maple syrup, roasted coffee, and velvety chocolate meld together in what can only be described as a transcendental. Thank you. I was putting the emphasis on the wrong syllable. The transcendental drinking experience. This is available in draft, although I've never seen it, and you can get it in these nice big old 750 milliliter bottles.
Yeah.
And well, since I did the reading, and you know, and I'm not going to lie, I'm going to give it a glowing review. Why don't you? Yep. What do you think about this one?
Well, I think initially smelling it, I think that, like I said, it's got coffee, maple syrup, a bit of chocolate in there. And I just kind of held it to my nose because a lot of times with these, I want to see if it smells the way it's going to taste. Because if you've got some really cool flavors in there, but there are many times when I put it up there and I'm disappointed. I just smell beer and there's nothing really special about it. But holding it up, you get the maple syrup in there, you get a bit of the chocolate. Yeah. I don't really smell a whole lot of the coffee. It's got more of a sweet taste. I mean, it's got more of a sweet smell to it. And then I kind of smelled a bit of the alcohol, and I even mentioned it to you. Oh, it smells like alcohol. And I said, well, dumbass, it's supposed to.
Yeah.
But I was wondering, sometimes you can really taste it. Like, it's very prevalent when you drink it. So I'm going to give it a drink and see if I can determine what all is actually in there and see if it matches.
I taste basically a KBS with maple syrup in it. It has that, like, yep, you said, that extra little bit of sweetness from, yep, the maple syrup. I mean, it definitely, you can taste the how it was infused into the beer from housing in those barrels.
Yep.
And
yep. Yeah. Yeah. But tasting it, I do taste the chocolate. I definitely taste the maple syrup, which is perfect for me. The coffee is not that strong. So if you're not really a coffee, like the Arabicadabra and some of those that are, you just, it's coffee with alcohol in it. This doesn't have that. It's got a bit, yeah, of that flavor in there, but the maple and the chocolate are a bit more prevalent in the flavor. And I love it. I am very happy that it's a big bottle because I'm going to enjoy it. And I'm going to try to get back to Norm's and see if they have any more. I think, like you, I should have had one more bottle just because, I didn't realize I was going to like it this much. So maybe it's still available somewhere, and I'll try to grab some. But Melissa did it. She did make a comment earlier. She knew it was our 100, so she knew that I had the bottle sitting there, and she goes, oh, is that the $50 bottle? And I said, no, it was $30. She's like, what kind of dumbass pays $30 for a bottle of beer? You know, one of those things. Yeah, it's one of those things where I say, hey, it's a special occasion. She said, well, that's more than some bottles of wine. I said, well, it's a lot cheaper
than some bottles of wine too, though.
Well, that's true, but it's a special thing. It's like you said, it's done once a year. They don't make very much of it, and they bottle it and they ship it out. So, you gotta figure out something. It's not mass produced, this particular one, and like you said, it's not often that it's available. So once a year is pretty special, and I love it. I'll drink this one. I'll look for it again, and then I'll patiently, as much as I can, wait for it until next year.
Yeah, much like the KBS, this is going to be one of those beers that, like you said, I patiently wait for, and and make sure that I keep in touch with my guys over at my place that I usually, yep, get my beer from, where I bought it from, to make sure that I can get next year's version as well. So I rated it a 5 on Untappd. I mean, it's the KBS again with a little bit of extra sweetness to it, and I love it. And yep, my KBS is a 5, and this is right up there with it.
Yeah, I did 4.75 only because I felt like I wanted to do a 5, but in the same vein, I had that thought, like, does it really need to be a 5? Like, is it really perfect? And so I held back just to be weird, I guess, but that's me.
Yeah, that is weird. You should have rated it a 5. That'd be normal.
It deserves a 5, and I'll probably change it. But between 4.75 and 5, it's pretty damn good.
Listen, I don't think they're going to sell any less of it just because you rated it 4.75 instead of 5. And, you know, yeah, Founders, again, my favorite brewery we've had lots of times on the show. Going back to episode 12, America's Pastime, you've been warned. I had a breakfast stout, so the non-imperial version, our non-barrel-aged version of their breakfast stout. Episode 18, Betty White is not dead. I had a porter, a Founder's Porter. Delicious. Episode 34, Legged Undies. I had a Sumatra Mountain Brown. Episode 32, Ceremonial First Pitched.
The Dick
First Pitch. I had a Dickmol or DKML from Founders. Let's see here. Episode 63, Shut the Fuck Up, Alexa. I had a Backwoods Bastard, another barrel aged delicious series.
And actually on 61, Big Bulbous Butt, which I know you were leaving that for me just because I like to say Big Bulbous Butts when you had the KBS original.
I'd rather not answer that.
Oh, thank you. How did I miss it? I don't even know how I missed that one. Well, it scrolled down to the next page and then I just scrolled back up. Thanks for catching that, because I
just
feel
wanted
bad
to say
if
big
I didn't.
Bulbous Butt.
No, that's nice. And I would have felt bad if I didn't talk about having the KBS, because that is, you know, again, one of my favorite beers. Episode 66, Whacker's Wrist for Your Thumbs. You had a Dankwood. And episode 81, Human Spice Cookies. I had a Curmudgeon's Better Half, which another barrel-aged beer from Founders. Episode 93, Windy Cocaine. I had a Barrel Runner, another barrel-aged from Founders. And of course, this episode, we have these delicious CBS treats.
Well, shit, that's a lot of Founders.
That is a
lot
of
Founders. I'm just happy I can get it here, because I wouldn't want you having all the fun. And I've had a bunch of those as well. It's not on the show since we had already done them.
Well, yeah. I mean, you know, if it says Founders, I'll probably buy it and drink it and love it. So
you can't go wrong.
It's like me and Apple stuff, you know?
Yes.
They can't go too wrong in my eyes. No. I just, you know, I get it. It works. And, I know that I can depend on it, and same thing with Founders. So.
That's true.
Delicious.
Yep. Well, to celebrate our 100th episode, we did get a voicemail from a friend of the show, Tony, who is on
Take Two Tony.
He's on the Take Two podcast, and that's Take and the T-O-O, which is available at take2podcast.podbean.com. They do a lot of movie reviews, so if you're a fan of the movie genre, and I have not seen the new Marvel movie, although Ben has been begging me. We still have to see the last one, which is on Netflix. So we're a little bit behind. But again, if you like movies, you would like the Take Two podcast, and like here's his message.
Hey, Bob, this is Tony from the Take Two podcast. I'm a new supporter for you guys. I just wanted to reach out and say congrats with 100. And I look forward to hopefully celebrating with a beer with one, if not both of you, at some point in the future. But congrats on the show and keep up the good work, guys.
Hey, thanks, Tony. Appreciate that.
Yeah, Tony doesn't. I don't know exactly where he lives, but he lives near me somewhere. So a lot of times, if I check in to one of the local breweries, he's made a note there. He'd like to get together at some point. So we'll definitely do that, because he's been a good supporter of the show. Randomly tweeting. Notes to us with different stories that he's found. So he's found a good one. I think the one he found the other day where it was kind of like the conglomeration of like every news story we've ever done. Yeah, it was on there. That was one submitted by Tony. So he keeps his eyes out for us, which we appreciate. And again, we thank Tony, and we thank everybody else who's been along on the ride with us.
Sorry, that was just not very well timed.
Sorry. Hey, it wouldn't be two Bobs if we didn't burp. And you mentioned it, Melissa's mentioned it, that at the beginning we didn't burp a whole lot. She's like, nah, you guys burp all the time. Like,
yeah, well, we sure do.
Just kind of become the thing, you know? Yeah, people do it. If you walked around this house, you'd hear people burping and doing all kind of shit that I don't normally do. So
exactly.
It's just part of life. Everybody does it. Everybody burps.
No, I think, Robert, I think in the past, we have talked about whether, you know, whether we're an ass man or a boob man. I've kind of said that I'm kind of both. And it turns out that because of that, I'm probably going to live a lot longer.
It is true.
So according to the Edmonton Sun, now, and I will preface this by saying they're Canadian, so
yeah,
I wouldn't completely trust them.
Yeah, take it with a grain of salt.
They did put a very attractive woman wearing a red bikini, and
it's a little too small for her, I think.
With a bunch of, well, that's okay, though. And a bunch of fast food around her, which makes me just really, really want some fast food. And anyway, so great news. Apparently, a study by real scientists has said that staring at a woman's boobs helps men live longer.
You know, she's a porn star. I don't know if you know that, Rob. She's covered in this picture, but I don't know how I know that, but I just do. I've seen it on the Huffington Post. Every now and then they do a story about her.
Yeah, so great news there. So a new study reveals one of the five keys to living longer for men is to stare at women's breasts.
Well, men, and I lay here dying. I need all of this. I need all the help I can get.
Listen, if it's going to help, I will stare. It's fine. Well, yep. Men in general tend to have shorter lifespan than women. There are a number of things they can do to beat the Grim Reaper, according to Medical Daily, a real scientific magazine. There are six ways men can beat the clock. One is staring at boobs.
Yeah.
In the Me Too era, this might not be the most correct prescription, but apparently it creates a positive mindset in men. Alternatively, looking at cute animals does the same thing, yeah. But who the fuck wants to do that? 2012 study by the Archives of Internal Medicine revealed that after a year, positive thinking improved heart health and high blood pressure. So really, it's positive thinking, but how right. Can you not think positively while you're staring at women's boobs, right?
Well, you don't tell them you're doing it, Rob. You gotta do it without them noticing. That's the part of it.
Well, the next one, though, I think actually is even better.
They go together, really.
They really do. I mean, you know.
Unless the lights are off.
That's true.
But number two is have lots of sex.
Oh, perfect.
Study in the British Medical Journal revealed a healthy sex life could cut a man's mortality rate by as much as 50%.
Damn. I can live to be 200.
Sex is a stress reliever. True. Promotes physical well-being, so it counts as exercise. So you don't need that Peloton.
It's not in my workout app, though.
How do I log that in my Fitbit?
How many calories a minute do I burn?
So I take the Fitbit off my wrist. Promotes physical well-being and reduces the chance of getting ill. I'd be illin. It also releases happy hormone, serotonin. Mm-hmm. In the study, life expectancy went up 3 to 8 years among men who had the most orgasms.
So, So between the 50% lift that I get. Well, it says as much as 50%, though. 3 to 8 years,
yeah.
Though.
Yeah, that updo will get you every time.
The third one here is getting married. Men live longer. Married men live longer, I should say. A study of more than 127,000 Americans found men who married after turning 25 were likely to live longer than those who married young.
I don't know. First or second time. It doesn't really stipulate. It
pays to be a spinster. This one here, I'm not sure is true.
What is this? This is what's killing me. Having children.
Shit.
Men who marry and have children live longer than those who don't. In the Journal of Epidemiology and Community Health, the study found that when parents reach 60, men with kids saw their life expectancy increase by 2 years. Yeah. It's probably from all the exercise from chasing those little bastards around.
Maybe after they've left the house and I can fucking sit down and relax without somebody jumping at me for a minute.
Then the 2 years gets stacked on.
Maybe that's when I get it. But they don't account for the 20 that I lost to get to that point, though. That's the problem.
It could have been 82, but instead it was 62 because of the kids. Yeah, you probably your heart probably has a chance to rest and says, all right, 2 more years. You can have it.
So the next one is being responsible. In the Journal of Personality and Social Psychology, a study revealed that seniors...
That's killing me, too.
Seniors in nursing homes who were given a plant to take care of had better socialization, alertness, and general function. Nobody,
it was plastic.
Nobody told them it was marijuana, actually.
That's right.
They were all high.
They liked to eat Cheez-Its.
They were super chill.
Oh man, oh boy.
All right,
well, the final one is something that I can grasp, although you seem to be going away from that, so maybe you need to reconsider.
I've passed this and I'm just working to get back to that.
Oh okay. So you've already had it, so you're hoping that the effects will linger,
hoping to gain it back.
All right, well, the last one is get a dad bod. That extra tire may not be a bad thing, according to a book called How Men Age. It claims tubby men like me are less likely to suffer a heart attack, prostate cancer, and devote more time to their kids, and apparently women like it. I don't know about that. Maybe they do. When I'm out scoping for chicks at the local bars, I don't think any of them are looking at my stomach.
Well, you never know. You never know.
I could hit that.
Some women like that.
Well, I do know, because I don't go scoping for chicks at the bar, Rob. That's the joke.
Oh. I suppose.
Unless it would kill me.
You'd be so done if you were scoping for chicks at the bar. Both of us. We'd be goners.
She'd kill both of us.
Not to mention, I feel like just women in general. I'm so lucky because I married way out of my league.
Yeah.
And, but I feel like you're like, that wouldn't happen again, though. Like, next time.
You had one chance.
You know, that was my one time. So I just, yeah. I'm just gonna stick with what I got because I got really
lucky. You have to make it work.
You know, make it work. You know, do my thing. I'm gonna slim down a little bit so that way, yep. You know, I don't crush her and by rolling over in the night while I'm asleep or something like that.
No, your sleep apnea mask doesn't strangle her.
I hope that goes away too. Fuck.
Well, I was just saying, you know, usually the big guys, they always say you gotta, you know, watch how you sleep and get the mask. And
I'm not, well, to even that point. Even when I've been skinnier, I still struggle with that. I'm hoping it goes away, but I think it's just my physiology.
Yeah, it could be. Right. Yeah. My doctor says, hey, you got me asking me all these questions about stuff because I have a physical and just trying to take care of myself as I get older. And says, oh, I mean, I got to do this. Do you snore? I was like, no. Because I heard out in the waiting room, they said there was somebody there. It's like, oh, I got to come back. And you got to sleep at the doctor's office overnight for a sleep study. I'm like, fuck that. No, I don't snore. I'll be fine.
Well, so what they did for me, they because I refused.
If I die in my sleep, I'm okay with it, but I ain't sleeping at the doctor's office.
I refused to do that. They sent the equipment to my house, and I had a little a thing around my chest I had to wear, and a thing on my arm, and a thing under, and to measure my breathing. So I did it at home. Okay. It still sucked ass, though. It still sucked ass. Don't do it. Just die. It's fine.
Now it's easier.
Dying isn't easy. I mean, think about it. Like, that'd be one of the easiest things to do.
Yeah, with sleeping at the doctor's office. No, but they have the whole little setup. I walked past it on the way out, and I saw they had a special little plate on it. Like, this is a doctor's office or whatever. And it had a thing that said sleep study center. And I was like, nah, I'm not going in there. Because the guy said, they were like, well, what time I got to be there? Well, they close at 5, so you got to be there. He's like, what the fuck am I going to do from 5 o'clock until the next morning when you guys get back here at 8 o'clock? Like,
well, sleep. Oh, that's weird. Cause they have,
no, I can't do that.
Yeah. That one's weird. Cause most of the places they're like clinics, but they make them look like hotel rooms, and you got to go at you have to go at the 8 at night, and they monitor to you all night long. Ugh. And yeah, fuck that.
Is she hot? Does she have boobs I can stare at so I can live longer? I would hope
so. So you can live longer.
That's what the article said. I'm just repeating it.
You never know. You never know. Might cost you a little bit extra for the happy ending.
That's fine. Oh, no. Yeah. Actually, and I was just thinking about that the other day. What's going on with Bob Kraft? They talked about it all that time, and then they acted like they had to wait for a little bit, and I haven't heard anything about that. But,
well, the problem is he's a billionaire. He's going to fucking get off.
Yeah.
Get off in a different way. Oh, boy.
Hey. Ordered to court May 21st, so this month.
Good for him.
We'll have to follow that. Yeah. Although the new thing I saw, and before we get to crazy news, the spa, and I didn't see where it was, but I saw it on the thing earlier. There's a spa, and you know they've got weird weird treatments that people come up with, and I don't know who comes up with them, but there's one where people are contracting HIV virus because they had, and I think it was a story, and I don't think we actually covered it, but there was these facials where they were using. And it's kind of gross, but they're using menstrual blood.
Oh.
And I don't think we talked about it. It was kind of gross, and we're guys. We can't really relate to that. But this other one where I saw it, and it's actually in the news now, where they're taking your own blood, and they're injecting it into your face almost as a treatment, like a Botox type of thing.
That's fucking weird.
And I don't know if they're changing this stuff out, but people are getting sick from, obviously they're getting sick from it, but they're getting hepatitis, HIV, all kind of weird shit.
You ever give yourself AIDS? Maybe that's what's happening.
I don't know. That's the one part. It's just too weird. I won't even look at it. I saw the little thumbnails. Like, I'm not going in there because, you know, I tend to go down these rabbit holes that I always tell Melissa is in my travels. Like, how did you learn about that? It was in my travels. You know, I see something, I go, oh, okay, and I click on it. So I got to quit clicking on shit because I see weird stuff like that. It's probably made me who I am.
So you got to stay off Reddit.
Reddit's bad, right? Well, although it's not bad.
So there's a subreddit. I am on Reddit. There's a subreddit that I belong to. It's just called, I think, Idiots in Cars. And it's just people who have taken dash cam videos of people doing stupid shit on the road.
Yeah.
And I watch it for just minutes at a time and just get so fucking pissed off. I'm like, why am I torturing myself with this? Yeah. But, you know, it's all right.
Yeah. Well, I like Idiots in Cars. I like there's two of them, Hold My Cosmo and Hold My Beer. So Hold My Cosmo is usually women doing dumb stuff, typically when drunk. And then the Hold My Beer. And then there's one with kids, Hold My Juice Box.
Oh, nice.
Which is pretty good, too. But anyhow, I got a whole ton of Reddit stuff that I like to browse through every now and then, because you kind of realize there's a lot of funny stuff out there that happens and you don't want to miss it.
There's a lot of fucking crazy people out there.
Crazy people. Well, you know, crazy people end up in crazy news. I was waiting for you to agree with me, but I'll go.
Oh, I was waiting for the drop. I think 100
episodes. I saw it on your face. You were waiting for it.
I'm like, just waiting for that drop. I just figured that you lost it again.
I was waiting for you to go, let's do it or something.
Hey, let's do some crazy news. Yeah. Hey, where does this first story take us?
Well, this one's going to take us to Brazil. And I saw it a few times, so I knew it had to go in there. I thought it was pretty funny. But a parrot taken into custody by police in Brazil for trying to warn drug dealers of a raid. And you see this kind of thing happen in movies. But then when it happens in real life, and maybe they got the idea from the movies, I don't know. But despite the bird's warning, a man and a woman were arrested, a local media outlet reports. The parrot that warned two alleged drug dealers in Brazil that police were coming was taken into custody. So the actual bird was taken into custody after it almost foiled the undercover drug raid. When the green and white parrot spotted police officers Tuesday at its owner's home, it squawked, "Mama, police," in Portuguese, according to the local outlet, oliberal.com. Nice. Despite the bird's efforts to tip off the owners, a man and woman were arrested, the outlet reports. Oh. Drugs, including crack cocaine and marijuana, were found at the property, as well as large amounts of money. Police did not name the parrot, who's probably glad that they didn't say who he was reportedly continued to show its loyalty to its owners and was refusing to sing like a canary. The Guardian reports that a local journalist said the bird won't talk to officers and has not made a sound. Authorities believe the parrot was trained to spot police cars. It's been kept at a zoo in Terracinia, oliberal.com reports. And I actually have a recording of the parrot calling out that the police were there. Sounded just like that. See? Yep. And now he sounds like this. That's it. He won't sing anymore. But George and Mr. Cocky Nuts, they'll sing all night. Well, if you
sure
let them.
Will. They sure will.
Yeah, for
they
peanuts.
Miss each other.
They do. Oh, boy. Yeah. I wonder what he was looking at. He's making his life live a little bit longer by doing that.
Looking at some boobies.
That could be.
All right. Great news story.
Yeah.
Crazy parrot. I need to train my dog to do something useful.
How is Finnegan?
Finnegan's doing good. He's doing real well. He's
hanging in there.
Yeah. I mean, you know, he does his thing. I buy him a new toy every once in a while. He likes cheese and chicken. So whenever I'm cooking with chicken, he's just like, boom, right there, just waiting for his little hand. And he knows I'm going to give him some. So he just sits there and waits. But the next story, Robert, you're going to be shocked. It takes us to Florida.
Where
a man was arrested while building a shed with, a thong wearing man was arrested while building a shed with garbage on a stranger's property. So this takes us to Martin County, Florida. The sight of a man wearing a thong was all a Florida homeowner needed to call the Martin County Sheriff's Office last month. Deputies arrested 31-year-old George Blanken on March 12th. An arrest report reviewed by T.C. Palm said the homeowner saw him building a shed and throwing chairs. The, the trespasser was wearing a swimsuit and then a thong. So he changed. Yeah. The report stated.
He was getting hot. He needed to breathe.
Responding deputies said they found a man on the property who was not wearing a shirt or shorts and covered with sand as if he'd just been at the beach. The man was arrested but refused to identify himself at the county jail. Authorities used fingerprints to confirm Blanken as the suspect. He stated he was an artist that makes things from garbage, the arrest report read. Blanken faces charges for
structures
for giving a false name and obstruction without violence. That's too bad. So he put on a bathing suit and then at some point changed into a thong and built a fort out of garbage on somebody else's property.
Well, he's an artist.
Crazy thong wearing artist, Blanken.
Yeah. Well, thankfully they don't have a picture of him. They just have his mugshot. They don't have the picture of him in the thong.
Yeah, it's from the neck up.
We probably would have skipped it.
Yeah. We don't put that shit on our show.
No. It's family. I don't know. We're wholesome.
We've put way worse stuff on that on our show, for being honest. It just incidentally just didn't have any other photos.
All right. Well, the next one's going to keep us in Florida. And the article comes from the dailymail.uk, which we've referenced from time to time. And for some reason, they're covering Florida. But it says a Florida man threatens to destroy a town with his army of turtles, warned police that they should never have fucked with the saint as he's arrested for shouting obscenities in the street.
Well, I mean, somebody's done it with penguins. I've seen.
Yeah. Yeah. But turtles, Rob, turtles where it's at. And the turtles are already wearing armor. You know, so if you ever watch Game of Thrones, they like to wear a lot of armor, and it's kind of what the turtles do.
They do. You really missed a good episode last weekend, by the way. It was.
I understand it was dark and you couldn't see it. And there's like all kind of stuff online because you see the shit. There's scroll through your Facebook where people had to go back and rewatch it and adjust all the settings on their TV just so they could see anything. So I missed a very dark episode.
It was dark in a lot of ways, but I got through it just fine without adjusting any settings. I've calibrated my TV, of course, because I'm a big fucking nerd, right? So I've made sure that it is perfectly, everything is set up perfectly right. But I got through it no problem. You had to pay a little bit closer of attention. Yeah, I kind of turned the lights down a little bit. It takes place at night, but I will tell you this. It was the 90 minutes of the most intense fucking television I've ever watched. It was crazy. But
now, did it add 2 years to your life like the other Game of Thrones episodes?
It actually took away at least probably 9 or 10.
So no boobs in it altogether at all?
There were, believe it or not, there were actually no boobs in this one. They were too busy fighting the army of the dead. You know, there was no time for fucking.
Well, don't tell me. I don't want to spoil it.
Yeah, well, you know, you got a couple episodes before you're all caught up. So, you know, I'm not too worried about it.
Then.
You skip that episode. There's no boobs in this episode. Just skip past it. Hey,
if it doesn't come up and say, if it doesn't say nudity, I'm just going to go to the next one. But anyhow.
Back to the army of turtles.
Back to Florida. A man referring to himself as the saint was arrested in Florida town on Sunday after police say he screamed obscenities and threatened to unleash an army of turtles to destroy the community.
Oh, boy.
Police received multiple calls Sunday afternoon regarding Thomas Devaney Lane, 61, for disturbing the peace at several businesses, including Starbucks, Cafe Surfinista, and Sassy Granny Smoothies.
Oh.
She's probably hot along the Wavecrest Avenue boardwalk.
Sassy.
In Indy Atlantic. What? Upon his arrest, Lane is said to have warned officers that his turtle army will destroy everyone and wreak havoc on the local area as revenge for his apprehension.
He probably has like 3 painted turtles at home.
It's on his keychain.
Are they ninja
wearing
turtles?
One of their shirts? Yeah.
He's a real life Splinter.
He's wearing a shirt that's like, instead of having wolves on it, it's got turtles.
One of my turtles got a bow staff, just saying.
Nunchucks. Authorities escorted him back to the Indy Atlantic Police Department headquarters, where Lane reportedly pounded on the glass and the walls before hastily exiting the station before booking officer could speak to him. He was later found in his car in the parking lot of a 7-Eleven, where eyewitnesses say the 61-year-old was cursing at customers as they both entered and left the store. As police approached him for the second time, he dialed 911 and allegedly told the operator that the responding officers need to leave now or you will all be sorry you effed with the saint. He then added they would see what happens in an hour. A police affidavit claimed because those turtles are fucking slow.
You fuckers.
They're going to take forever to get here, but when they do, they're going to bite you. Your toes will never look the same. The document adds that Lane had to be removed from his vehicle by force, as anybody who's been following along could probably guess.
Clearly.
Police say he continued to yell obscenities at passersby during the ensuing struggle and warned officers several times of the violence his turtle army would impact upon them. TTB 100 Turtle Army. Lane was arrested for disturbing the peace, resisting arrest without violence, and misusing 911. He was booked into the Brevard County Jail and later released on bail.
Fantastic. Maybe Army of Turtles.
Probably. Yeah. Army of Turtles. That's pretty good.
All right. Well, this one's going to take us to your hometown. Now, I would think based off of the topic here, I would have thought it would have been a story about Michigan, but it's not. It's a story about Virginia, where a man shoots two people after an argument over which is a better brand, Chevy or Ford. It's crazy that none of these were fighting for Toyota Priuses, but I thought everybody in Virginia drove a Prius. Apparently not.
Yeah, no, we're peace lovers, Rob.
Which, by the way, they also don't. What you also will notice about the story is nobody's getting in an argument where people are getting shot over whether a Ram is better than both of them, because we just don't fucking get involved in that shit. We know we're on the top. We know we're superior. We're better people. We have a higher station in life than people who drive Chevys or Fords to begin with. So prosecutors said, this is Bedford County in Virginia, where prosecutors said an argument over which truck manufacturer was better led to a fight that left three people shot in Bedford County, Virginia. The Bedford County Sheriff's Office said 56-year-old Mark Edwin Turner was charged with felony malicious wounding, use of a firearm and a commission of a felony, and possession of a firearm by a felon. A 911 call came in around 11:30 p.m. on April 22nd from reporting gunshots. Law enforcement responded, three people outside of the residence with what appeared to be non-life-threatening injuries.
Oh, good.
Yeah, nobody died. They just got shot. They just got shot a little bit. Bedford County Commonwealth's Attorney Wes Nance said Turner, his girlfriend, her son, and her son's girlfriend were having a pre-Easter dinner at their home. Nance said the four were in front of the front yard when an argument started between Turner and his girlfriend's son about if Chevy or Ford is a better car manufacturer. During the argument, Nance said Turner pulled out a knife and his girlfriend tried to get between the two. They said she was stabbed in the lower back area by Turner, leaving a 6-inch wound.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Nance said Turner then went into the house, came back outside with his gun. His girlfriend put herself between Turner and her son. Again, when Nance said Turner shot her 5 times in the leg. Damn it, Ford.
So he's got bad aim.
The woman's son was shot in the arm. Nance said there was an entry and exit wound. The son's girlfriend was hit by 2 bullets that Nance said ricocheted. One hit her in the back and one hit her in the cheek. Law enforcement said and a tactical team were called to the home, and Warren showed investigators found 3 victims yelling in pain, saying they had been shot by Turner. At the time, Nance said Turner went back inside and continued to come out of the home to yell at the officers. Nance said he was more agitated each time he came outside, but had a cell phone in his hand the whole time and not a weapon. Deputies eventually hit Turner with a big bag round, and then took him into custody. According to search warrants, drugs were being hit by a beanbag at high velocity. Sounds like it would fucking suck, too.
Yeah.
According to search warrants,
in the nuts.
drugs were involved, as investigators had two victims indicating there was possible drug activity at the residence.
That does it every time.
Yeah. So maybe it was more or less about crack cocaine than it was about Ford versus Chevy. Who knows? And investigators searched the home looking for illegal substances. Search warrants also show investigators took several items from the home, including two cell phones, one in the yard and one in the porch, a pistol, one in baseball bat, smoking device, three green plants, and drug paraphernalia. Nance said Turner isn't facing any charges right now for the bullets that ricocheted and hit his son's girlfriend, but that could change and he could face more charges. Turner was denied bond in court Monday, but has an appeal Friday at 1:30 p.m. I'm pulling for him.
Go, Turner. And that I looked that up because I didn't know exactly where Bedford County was, but that's pretty much like Hazard County. If you're old enough to remember the Dukes of Hazard, that's down in, your neck might be a little bit pink and you might be a fan of the Jerry Falwell show down in that area.
Oh, wow. That's a special crop of people. That is what you're saying.
Yeah.
They're a little bit different than the DC crowd.
They are. They're not as invested in the toothpaste. When they go to the grocery store, they don't really seem to worry about all that.
They pass on that. They haven't been for a cleaning in quite some time.
Yeah, no, that's all right. They're not worried about the oral hygiene down there in Bedford County.
Nice.
Well, we're gonna reverse track and we're gonna head back down to Florida because we just like that weather.
As we should.
Yeah. And this will make me a little bit hungry, but a man in Florida was caught with a full rack of ribs in his pants, police say.
Oh, that's where I put my ribs.
Yep. A Florida man was caught red-handed with a full rack of ribs in an unlikely and pretty conspicuous location. According to the Martin County Sheriff's Office in Florida, Miley Alvarez Aguilar, who was 26.
Checked out.
He was booked on a petty merchant theft charge.
Really incredible, I have to tell you.
So he was caught walking out of a local grocery store in Indiantown, Florida. A report from TC Palm indicates that ribs weren't the only item found in the man's pants. This is where it gets good. The man was also apprehended with two packs of hamburger buns, 9 pieces of fried chicken, and some mashed potatoes. Combined value of the items pilfered totaled $32.49.
That's some mashed potatoes down your pants.
Exactly. 9 pieces of fried chicken. The report added that Aguilar Alvarez was intoxicated and smelled of alcohol when he was arrested.
Well, that's a fucking given, huh?
Yeah, that's probably true. He was hungry. Good.
He was hungry, just in maybe he was cold.
I could eat all that stuff, but if I found that it was in the pants, I'm not taking
it. Maybe he was experiencing extreme shrinkage at the time, so he put some stuff down there to help loosen things up. Yeah. You never know.
Warm it up. Get the blood flowing, something.
Speaking of pork, this next story brings us to Missouri.
Help you live longer, I heard.
Where a pig brothel was dismantled during an FBI raid. And I should, as I usually do. As I usually do, state that, sorry, I've had a good amount of this beer.
I'm finishing my last glass. It's good.
I want to let everybody know that this
like to have another $30 to buy story
is from World News Daily Report. So take from that what you'd like. But down in Rolla, Missouri, FBI agents cracked down on unsuspecting partygoers at a Missouri pig farm yesterday, where more than 40 guests arrests were made over allegations of bestiality and animal cruelty. Suspected for some time by local authorities of running a pig farm functioning as an underground pig brothel.
An even better title, but it's
with pig brothel.
Oh, man.
PTB 100 pig brothel. where clients paid for sexual services with the farm animals. A 67-year-old farm owner was arrested with two of his sons and some 30 guests. Well, this was popular. Who were present to celebrate his birthday. Caught in full action during the night of the birthday bash, the FBI raid engaged more than 16 agents in what local officials believe to be the biggest crackdown on an animal brothel in American history. What was the second largest animal brothel?
Exactly. Oh, man.
The caption on the image here says, hundreds of piglets were forced into sexual acts with clients of the pig brothel. Local authorities feel a recrudescence in sexually deviant behavior with animals in the region since this is the third animal brothel to be closed down in recent months in the area. We can't explain why underground animal brothels seem to be so high in demand in the region.
Something in the water.
I was a psychologist that said that.
Yeah.
Rico's a real psychoallergist. Human beings are allowed to unleash their wildest fantasies in such a context, even though illegal, might prevent such abuses as rape from being committed, she admits. So what they're saying is that there's less rapes because of the pig brothel. But they're sticking it in the pig, so why would they want to stick it in?
Why would they need a person?
Well, a person, you know. But at the same time, having sexual relations with pigs and other animals is not considered to be healthy behavior. No shit. And should not be encouraged, she acknowledges. The farmer and his sons could spend up to 5 years in prison, expect legal experts.
Oh, man. Well, I had to look up recrudescence. It says recurrence of an undesirable condition. Oh, man. World News Daily delivering again. And that's, I don't know, if that area of the state of Missouri is having issues with various animal brothels, then there's got to be something in the water that's making these people crazy.
It's got to be. And this isn't even, you know, World News Daily report, as always, I mean, has lots of crazy shit that's going on that we don't even talk about, like Donald Trump being addicted to penis enlargement pills, according to his ex-wife.
It could be true.
That one actually probably is true. Red-haired people and orangutans originate from common ancestor. So this new study. 91-year-old Catholic nun auctions her virginity to rebuild Notre Dame Cathedral.
Oh, man. World News Daily.
Blind woman
arrested. They always come up with the good stuff.
Blind woman arrested after breastfeeding her guide dog in New York subway. Oh, boy.
Oh, man. That's good stuff.
Woman arrested at Apple Store after inserting half a dozen stolen iPads inside her vagina.
They keep those locked up too. You can't get to them. How did she get there?
Well, they probably weren't stolen until she left the store with them.
Yeah,
I don't think it's stealing. Sticking iPads into your personal orifices, I don't think it's stealing until you walk out the door with it.
Right. Well, that's true. You know. At that point, it's just wrong. Once you walk out that door, it's wrong.
It's wrong. Anything you do with the iPad up until that point is perfectly normal. The second you try to, you know, so the second you try to walk out with the iPads up your vagina, that's when there's a problem. Right. That's when.
Yeah, that's when I can't associate with you.
Yeah, that's up until that. We can still be friends up until that point.
Yeah, that's true.
In fact, I might want to actually be there and watch you do this.
Hey, I'll live longer from it. It's science.
It is science. I learned more with this lady sticking iPads up her vagina than I ever did in all my years in school. She taught me so much. I'm so much more wisdomer.
That's right. I believe it. I believe it. Well, God damn it, we did it, Rob.
We sure did. 100 episodes in. As I said many times, I didn't even think we were going to make it 10 episodes.
Yeah.
We have crushed that expectation. 100 episodes. We might even make it to 101.
Well, I thought about it, and I didn't get around to it because life is a little bit, it's like a roller coaster right now, so I didn't get around to it. But I part of me wanted to take a clip of episode one, and maybe we'll do that for next week, or next episode, I should say. We haven't even looked at next week's schedule, but episode one, and just kind of revisit that. But a part of me wants to just leave that and not even go back to it just to see where we've come. We've evolved a lot over time. And I thank you for being on this ride. It's been a lot of fun, and I look forward to another 100. Many more beers.
I can't wait till episode 200.
Oh, Jesus.
Maybe we don't talk about pig brothels that episode, but you never know.
Well, by then we'll be on to what? Sheep and chickens and snakes.
Listen, there's a lot of animals we can talk about.
A snake brothel raid in Missouri.
Oh, man, that sounds painful.
It could be. All right. Well, hopefully we'll see you next week. But if not, we'll be around soon. So definitely don't forget us. Yeah, keep us in your podcast reader. And if you'd like to leave us a voicemail like our friend Tony did, the number is 530-882-BOBS, which is 530-882-2627. We do accept the texts on there, so that way we would just read it. Or if you'd like to leave us a voicemail, we would be happy to play it on the show. And if you've got your own show, make sure to let us know what it is so we can plug it.
We also accept Visa, MasterCard, Amex, and Discover.
Yeah. Fucking PayPal, Apple Cash, all that stuff.
Send us money. We don't make any money on this. So
We like it. Yep.
Yeah, great. We'll
see you next time.
I owe you $6 this first of the month.
I'll send you the bill.
See you next week.
Yeah, bye.
This preceding show is brought to you with joy by the two Bobs. Oh, words of their own. Not of anybody else in the world, because nobody else would fucking own up to this shit. And you can subscribe to our podcast or just go to the fucking twobobs.com. Stop being a little bitch and just own up and do it.